Welcome to the Newsbusters podcast with the executive editor of Newsbusters, your host, Tim Graham.
Hello and welcome to America's Media Watchdog. Biting the media elites like a misbehaving presidential pet. But we're nice. We just nibble a bit. No stitches. As part of our focus on voting integrity bills here at the Media Research Center, we turn now to Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis performed a little stunt by fake signing that state's new election law live on Fox and Friends.
What's going to be different about Florida's election in 2022? What are you about to sign?
So right now I have what we think is the strongest election integrity measures in the country. I'm actually going to sign it right here. It's going to take effect.
So there you go.
Bill is signed.
He did the real signing later. DeSantis didn't let any other reporters in for this event. It was a Fox exclusive. Boy, did they hate that. The Washington Post complained that DeSantis spokesman Taryn Fenske, quote, did not answer directly when asked whether the event was an official bill signing or a campaign event, unquote. Snippy. This is a little silly, though, because bill signings are often as partisan as the voting split on the bill. Take Obamacare. Did Obamacare have a Republican vote? Doesn't matter. They signed Obamacare with a pile of applauding people. Vice President Biden even said it was a big effing deal. He was caught on mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States of America, Barack Obama.
And then the Democrats made T-shirts saying health reform is a BFD. So yes, bill signings are partisan campaign events sometimes, but the Washington Post likes to pretend, oh, only Republican bill signings are, so bad. The leader of Florida's Society of Professional Journalists complained on Twitter, quote, actions like this openly defy against a free press. Well, yeah, that's the way she wrote it. We condemn DeSantis' office barring journalists from doing their job for the sake of good TV. Well, look, you can watch it on Fox. That's doing your job. I don't know why you can't watch it on TV and write it up. Fox put out a statement saying they did not ask for an exclusive. This wasn't their plan. They didn't want the other networks to be mad at them like they were part of the plot with this Republican governor. Certainly the segment itself looked like a bit of a commercial because DeSantis came out. He had a talking points board. He went through it. But they complained pretty much hour on the hour on MSNBC that Fox had the video. No one was allowed to yell at DeSantis like Sharon O'Fonzie or a Jim Acosta. And then they call that doing their job. So DeSantis had a bunch of things he wanted to talk about in the Florida law, and it includes the point that voter ID for absentee ballots that they added isn't controversial. Limits on ballot harvesting are not controversial. You can look at it. Heritage Action has a sheet on this. We put it up. But they call these provisions controversial. When you tell people what the voting rules are, they're like, yeah, that sounds fine. Voting ID, sure. Drop boxes, do we want somebody to monitor the drop boxes instead of having them open 24/7? Yeah, that's okay. I mean, what we're really doing with these voting rules is revising backwards from what happened in 2020, where we had a bunch of drop boxes because of the COVID. Well, hopefully in the midterms of 2022, we're not going to be in COVID lockdown. Cross your fingers. Sam Brock at MSNBC also used an anonymous source to describe the Florida law as 1,000 paper cuts that lead to a lot of bleeding.
I spoke with a voting law expert who said it's kind of like 1,000 paper cuts. It's not clear what any one of these components of SB 90 will actually do in terms of suppressing the vote. But when you add them all up together, it could make for a lot of bleeding.
Oh, the metaphorical abuse. I wouldn't want to put my name on that howler either. I mean, paper cuts hurt, but can you imagine the TV paramedics yelling, "Get him to the OR stat. He's bleeding out from paper cuts." A little daylight in this story can appear. On Morning Joe, Miami-based Politico correspondent Mark Caputo admitted, I guess I'm going to say something that's going to get me in trouble, but it's not as bad as the critics say it is.
So what does this new law do, and why was he compelled to pass it?
The law actually, I guess I'm going to say something that is going to get me in trouble in that it's not as bad as the critics say it is.
Scott Whitlock noticed on CNN that their host and former Obama campaign manager Jim Axelrod admitted about the Georgia law.
Just on the Georgia thing, you know, one of the things that struck, I don't disagree with you that some of the things have been, you know, it's not the new Jim Crow.
But they all want to make it look bad. They all use these terms like restrictions and limits and hurdles. And the Associated Press even had a headline where they're saying, DeSantis signs bill, critics call it un-American. Liberals can call you un-American if you're a Republican. That's acceptable. But if you call a Democrat, let alone a socialist like Bernie Sanders, un-American, then they're all like, well, how dare you? Socialism could be plenty American. Jorge Bonilla of our MRC Latino operation noted that Univision tried to hate-splain the Florida bill under the title Yo Te Explico. The anchor used all the typical boilerplate about what was being restricted. Like, hey, you can't use a Dropbox at 3 a.m. That's because they want Dropboxes monitored to leave out the hijinks. If you run around saying there's no voter fraud and you say this bill is unnecessary because there's no voter fraud, why do you object to provisions against voter fraud? That's the question I'd like to ask. If the media people had to stand up at a podium and take questions from the newsbusters, that's where I'm going. As Jorge pointed out, completely absent from this Univision report was any statement from DeSantis or other supporters of that legislation. The governor's signing ceremony had just aired on Fox a couple of hours before. Univision could have easily grabbed a clip and said, this is what DeSantis says. But that would be journalism and not just marching along on a narrative. We'll be back with more after this.
MRC-store.com.
Pro-gun, pro-life, pro-God, and pro-America? Welcome to the Pro Shop.
MRC-store.com.
T-shirts, hoodies, goodies, and much more.
MRC-store.com.
The only store that always offers conservatives more.
That's MRC-store.com.
Log on, log in, and help the Media Research Center while shopping for great gear today.
MRC-store.com.
All right, back to the bias busting. Check out my latest column on the 50th anniversary of National Anti-Republican Radio, or they call it NPR. NPR is presently dominating the podcast space, especially on the left. Hey, should I try that tone for a few minutes?
Here on All Things Considered tonight, we make sure only certain things are considered. The correct things, the progressive things, the right side of history things.
NPR tries to sound civil, but these are the people who brought on Christopher Hitchens to trash Mother Teresa after she died. These are the people who brought on a religion expert to trash the idea of Christ's resurrection on Good Friday. They sound civil, but they can unleash some serious hate mongering
without raising their voice.
Some other items that we've put up in the last couple days, hot items. Curtis Houck has a thing on Kurt Bardella, former Republican spokesman, now MSNBC wing nut. In February, referred to the GOP as a domestic terrorist cell. Now he's claiming Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, and the Taliban, they got nothing on what this Republican Party is doing.
I've been thinking to myself this whole time, you know, Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, the Taliban, the people who wanted to do harm to our nation and to our way of life and our democracy, they got nothing on what this Republican Party is doing.
This is why I hate the nutty rioting on Capitol Hill on January 6th. It just lets them smear everyone to the right of MSNBC as a potential terrorist. Curtis Houck also noticed former Republican Party Chairman Michael Steele heading into the bathroom metaphors on the Liz Cheney controversy that they're constantly ginning up hour in the hour, minute after minute. Liz Cheney wants to talk the truth. She wants to speak the facts, just like CNN and MSNBC. And they want to take her out.
The question is, was she full of crap then? When she was hanging out in Bush World and Romney World? Or is she full of crap now? I don't know. So either way, crap is crap. And it is the best reflection of where the GOP is right now is they are about to knock out a principled woman for crap. And I think we need to be honest about what it is. Donald Trump brought the gold toilet into the RNC, into the party, and everyone thinks it's a pool.
Yes, according to Michael Steele, Donald Trump brought the gold toilet into the Republican Party, and everybody thinks it's a swimming pool, and they're just diving in. So the Republicans opposing Liz Cheney's posturing are pieces of poop? This is really sad. I mean, Joy Reid's actually saying, save us from ourselves. That is the accurate thing to say. So this is where people who say that somehow Fox News is a blight on television news, that it's not news, somehow they would like to say it's news to discuss how Republicans are basically like turds. Also, Scott Whitlock has another amazing article on Gayle King, the queen of morning TV on CBS. She has a new interview fawning over Michelle Obama. She actually claimed about her heroes, the Obamas.
You know, it's very rare for the two of them to issue a statement about anything.
Right,
they try very much not to get involved in a political way to speak, certainly against any party. They're very, very careful about that.
False. This is the sort of thing that if PolitiFact had any integrity, they would fact check. According to Ballotpedia, Mr. Whitlock notes, the former president has endorsed 591 candidates since leaving office. All of them Democrats. We are not shocked. But Gayle King might be. Last October, Mrs. Michelle Obama made a nasty anti-Trump video in the final weeks of the campaign, saying, vote for Biden like your life depends on it. That insinuates, just like the media, that Trump has been killing hundreds of thousands by his contempt for mask wearing. Forget the Operation Warp Speed stuff, developing a vaccine. But this is the funniest line. Michelle Obama saying to the camera, to the American people, think about it. You've worked hard all your life, and for too long, you've watched the rich get richer. Really? The Obamas lecturing about the rich getting richer? I mean, Barack Obama became a multi-multi-millionaire as a senator and as a presidential candidate off his phony memoir about dreams for my father with all kinds of composite girlfriends and other made-up nonsense. Then he wrote The Audacity of Hope. They made millions and millions. Then they come out of office. They get a massive book deal, Barack and Michelle. They've made over $100 million in book deals and Netflix deals and speech tours. And if you want to say, oh, they haven't made $100 million. Well, that's because the news media never wants to add up the actual deals. They don't tell you what the specificity is. Sometimes they do, but trying to add it up could be difficult. But we know this, they're massively wealthy. And this is why they pretend to be less political than you might think. Because that appearance of being non-political, of being above the fray, is part of their current financial success. Being perceived as staunch partisans might get in the way of the big ka-ching. This is why you need to come to Newsbusters, see what we're up to, once, twice, 24 times a day. Thanks for listening.